Well, checking sports this morning. First, let's check the state baseball tournament. After a five-hour rain delay yesterday, goofed up the entire schedule. Clear Lake and Trainer finally got on the diamond late last night, and Clear Lake starting pitcher Brock Adams was ready. He allowed only three base runners after the second inning on his way to a complete game shutout as the number three Lions dispatched the number six Trainer Cardinals 5-0 in the quarterfinals of the Class 2A tournament. The Lions snapped Trainer's 17-game winning streak with the win last night. Trainer starting pitcher Ben Chapin surrendered all five runs, two of which were earned over seven hits and two walks in just 3 2/3 innings. He struck out two. Grant Mantle worked 2.1 innings of scoreless baseball, striking out two while walking two. Trainer generated five hits with a lone extra base hit coming off of Tyler Radcliffe's bat, who went 1-for-2 with a double and a walk. Trainer falling 5-0 to Clear Lake. Also yesterday, Cascade lasted through that five-hour rain delay to beat Mediapolis 6-2, and Columbus Catholic downed Hinton 3-0. Now, the other quarterfinal in 2A had to be rescheduled till this morning. That'll start at 9 o'clock this morning as number two-seeded Davis County will face Roland Story. After that game, the 3A quarterfinals will get underway with top-seeded Waverly Shell Rock facing Vinton Shellsburg at 11. Then at 1:30, Boone will play Sergeant Bluff Luton. Tonight at 5 o'clock, number three seed Harlan will face sixth-seeded Dubuque Wallert in a first-round matchup. And then at 7:30 tonight, Pella will battle Dallas Center Grimes, all at Principal Park in Des Moines. Well, Colton Wong hit a grand slam that backed Lance Lynn and led the St. Louis Cardinals over the Cincinnati Reds 4-1 last night. Wong connected on a 3-2 fastball from rookie Raisel Iglesias with two outs in the fourth inning to put St. Louis up 4-1. Wong's second career grand slam easily cleared the right field wall, landing in the home bullpen. The Cardinals have won 6 of 7, are a big league best 64-35, and they lead the National League Central by 6.5 games. Also in the National League, the Cubs beat Colorado 9-8. It was San Francisco over Milwaukee 4-2. In the American League, Eric Hosmer drove in four runs, Kendry Morales added three RBIs, and the Kansas City Royals opened a 10-game road trip with a 9-4 win over the spiraling Cleveland Indians last night. Hosmer connected for a three-run homer in the first inning off rookie Cody Anderson as the Royals rolled to their AL-leading 60th win and improved to 15-5 over their last 20 games. Edinson Volquez worked into the seventh inning for Kansas City last night. Elsewhere in the American League, the White Sox beat Boston 10-8, Tampa Bay over Detroit 5-2. It was the Yankees over Texas by a final of 6-2. In interleague play, just a couple of games, Baltimore outlasting Atlanta in 11 innings, 2-1, and Arizona needed 10 innings to beat Seattle by a 4-3 final. A person with knowledge about the situation has revealed that Troy Tulowitzki has been traded by the Colorado Rockies to the Toronto Blue Jays for Jose Reyes and three pitching prospects in a stunning swap of star shortstops. That person spoke to the Associated Press anonymously because the deal hadn't yet been announced. In addition to Tulowitzki, the Rockies sent 42-year-old reliever LaTroy Hawkins to the Blue Jays. Along with Reyes, the Rockies picked up reliever Miguel Castro and two minor league pitchers. Neither team had confirmed the blockbuster deal. The talented but often injured Tulowitzki is a five-time All-Star who's hitting .300 with 12 homers and 53 RBIs in 87 games last season. So far this season, he was replaced on defense in the bottom of the ninth inning during Colorado's 9-8 loss to the Cubs in Chicago last night. After the game, the slugger spent at least 30 minutes in manager Walt Weiss's office at Wrigley Field, but was unavailable to reporters. Elsewhere around the league, the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Angels have added veterans in an effort to bolster their postseason chances. The Mets have acquired reliever Tyler Clippard from the Oakland Athletics. The Mets also receive $1 million from the A's and send minor league hurler Casey Meisner to Oakland. And the Angels have snared veteran outfielder Shane Victorino in cash from the Boston Red Sox in exchange for infielder Josh Rutledge. Elsewhere, the Cubs have released right-hander Edwin Jackson 1 week after he was designated for assignment. Jackson was 2-1 with a .319 earned run average in 23 relief appearances for the Cubs this season. Giants left fielder Nori Aoki was activated in time for last night's game against Milwaukee. He was hitting .317 before missing 28 games with a broken right leg suffered June 20th. Newly acquired Royals ace Johnny Cueto will make his debut for Kansas City Friday in Toronto. Cueto was picked up in Sunday's trade with Cincinnati for three left-handed pitching prospects. Cueto is still getting personal business in order and plans to join the AL's best team today. The Royals felt they needed a proven top-of-the-rotation starter to solidify their staff, so they dealt for Cueto, who is 7-6 with a .262 earned run average in 19 starts this season. He was a 20-game winner last season. And it turns out that Boston was too strong for the U.S. Olympic Committee. The hub has bowed out of the bidding for the 2024 Summer Games, and most of its citizens aren't shedding a tear. Polls indicated that Boston's bid was never warmly received by local residents, and area politicians declined to support the process until they received a firm indication of the final dollar amount. Governor Charlie Baker announced on Friday that he wanted to see a full report from a consulting group that wasn't scheduled to be complete until next month. Only 7 weeks remain before cities are officially nominated, which caused Baker's stance to place the bid in jeopardy. The USOC cut ties with Boston organizers after Mayor Marty Walsh said on Monday that he wouldn't be pressured into signing a contract that would put the city on the hook for cost overruns. USOC head Scott Blackman says the committee still wants to bid on the 2024 Games. Several Olympic leaders have been quietly pushing Los Angeles as the best possible substitute. Los Angeles has hosted the Summer Olympics in 1932 and 1984. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti released a statement saying he'd had no contact with the USOC, but he was willing to talk. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.